It's 82 degrees and sunny here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. The number of people going to the emergency room for tick bites in Middle Tennessee is up, way up. So far this year, the CDC reports a national increase of more than 50% compared to the last few years. In Tennessee, doctors say they're seeing more tick activity. They're urging precautions because ticks can spread illnesses like Lyme disease and can also cause alpha-gal syndrome. Brian Wilcox, the top clinical officer with Ascension St. Thomas, oversees some 20 ERs in the area. He told the news site Axios the uptick is due partly to shorter winters, which have helped ticks survive and multiply faster. Wilcox recommends wearing repellent and light-colored clothing. If you're walking through grassy or wooded areas, he also says to tuck your pants into your socks. It's a funny look, he says, but it works. A new drowning detection system in Middle Tennessee pools will help lifeguards year-round aid those in need. For WPLN News, Emily West reports installers are placing the technology in pools across the state's YMCAs.
Hot summer days in Nashville have given many the same idea, taking a dip into the pool. And a new technology with the YMCA of Middle Tennessee will keep watch over swimmers in their indoor facilities.
In the water, it's looking for unusual swimming patterns or a member who becomes incapacitated, goes to the bottom of the pool.
That's Holly Sanders, Executive Director of Risk Management for the Y. She and the CEO worked together to find what's known as Angel Eye. The system will have sensors either above the pool or in the water. If someone is swimming and winds up in distress, Angel Eye sends an alert to a lifeguard's watch. It pinpoints the location in the pool and sounds the alarm. Installation started in April. As of July, Angel Eye went up in the ceiling of the East Nashville YMCA. By the end of the year, all 12 locations will have the same system. Sanders emphasized this will not replace lifeguards, but help them when seconds are critical.
Without the guard, we have no one to get in the water to rescue the member. So the guards are not going anywhere. We are just wanting to add that secondary layer of protection.
The goal is for the guard to beat the technology to see someone in distress.